Hello and welcome to the Everything Podcast. I'm your host, Higo, and I'm joined here with...
What's up, guys? It's Logan.
What's good? It's the homie, Ernest.
Hey, I'm Jonathan.
Cool. Well, I guess I'll just get right to it. So, gentlemen, how's the COVID-19 life?
COVID-19 life. It's been tough. I had to quit my job.
Yeah. Just been home, really. Just chilling at home. Not much to do.
Yeah, man, it's been pretty rough, dog. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, doing this podcast thing over the internet is kind of crazy, but it's cool. It's cool.
Not bad.
Finally got it to work, so.
That's true. So, Hugo, how is it to actually go to work almost every day during these times?
You know what? I'm going to keep it real with you. It kind of sucks, dude. It kind of sucks.
Like, are you actually scared or not?
No, I'm not really scared, but, you know, I can see why people are scared. It gets pretty frustrating with people, but I understand it's a pandemic going around. People are stressed, so I'm just trying to...
Yeah, plus it's like raining a bunch.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to stay relaxed and chill, you know? No need, no...
Like the customer interaction just got worse since it happened?
Yeah, people are having attitudes about safety protocols, which I don't really understand why they're getting upset if it's for their own safety, but you know what? There's no need to get stressed over little stuff like that. That's what I think.
That's true.
I don't really understand that either. But people will get mad just to get mad, I guess.
Damn right. Like,
do they respect your boundaries, or are there people like all up in your face at work?
I mean, some people are up in my face, but... Some people take the 6 feet really serious, and they get upset if you get a little bit too close.
I mean, I feel like every time I go outside, like I feel like you can just tell the people that take it seriously and the people that don't.
Yeah. But see, what I think I don't understand is if you're really scared, I don't understand why you need to go shopping for stuff that are non-essentials. Like, where I work, like Home Depot, I don't really see why you need to go to Home Depot during a pandemic. Like, I feel like you're...
I mean, like, especially you work in garden section. Like, it's not...
Yeah, I don't think you need 20 bags of mulch right now to survive. But, hey, man, I get it. Some people get bored, and I bet they're going insane just staying at home. And
see, yeah, I mean, my dad kind of does the same thing. Like, I try to give him shit for it because I don't want him to go out. But I don't know. I mean, I can't tell my dad what to do. But Lord knows they're 10 times stricter now, so... I don't know. My mom's just scared about getting it herself because she has autoimmune deficiency or something. So if she got it, could possibly not be very good. But
yeah, but like people like that, I understand if you want to stay home and be safe because you know you have an underlying condition. I don't blame you for being extra precautious and wearing masks and following rules. But it's the people that don't follow rules and don't take this very seriously that are just like, all right, come on, man, don't be a dick. Don't be that dude.
Just FYI, we're all like pretty much in our early 20s. So we're relatively young. And just watching all these fucking old people.
We're just young, buddy.
Yeah. And just watching these fucking old people just doing whatever.
Rumor things. either they care or they don't. There's really no in between.
So yeah, dude, it's crazy being at work, and it's like you got the ones that are like stay away, and the ones that you know just get up in your face and be like, "How you doing, young man?" And it's like,
God,
oh,
I hate people like that.
Christ. Oh yes, those people are something else, man. Get up in your face, and they're like, "Can I get 20 bags of mulch, please?" It's like. All right, sir. You're like spitting in my face, but I'll surely help you.
Damn. Anybody test positive at Home Depot yet or no?
I don't think we can disclose that information at the moment. So I don't want to get. I do not want to get an email later or get called in tomorrow at work and be like, "Yeah, Hugo, we need to talk to you about something."
They get HR fire back from you.
All I'm gonna say, dog, is Ace Hardware Store. Might just be the move. That's all I gotta say.
Might. Well.
Sucks, bro.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. Some of these, you know, it's not that bad. sure, the lines can get kind of hectic and people can get kind of mean, but, you know, you can't just let that stuff get to you, because if it does, if you let it get to you, then you're kind of screwed.
I just think it's crazy how, like, there's everything is just packed now. Like, I feel like everything should be slow, like, things should be available, because people should be home, but nobody is. I don't know. Even going out to eat and stuff, it's like, there's so many people around, like, even drive-thrus and stuff.
Yeah. Like, I understand why people want to open businesses. Like, if you're, like, a local business, I understand why, because, you know, your revenue, you know, you're dependent, because you're not, like, some big corporation chain that has money for days. But I feel like some businesses shouldn't be open. Like, I don't want to discriminate or say someone's job isn't worth it, but, like, barbers, I don't feel like they're worth... Well, I know they're important, but I don't think they're important to be open right now. I don't know, just because they're really up and close and personal. I feel like people can survive without getting a haircut or getting their nails done or, you know, et cetera.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really understand why people just aren't staying home. I mean, like, I'd rather sit through 2 months of quarantine than having to periodically get back into quarantine over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going to keep happening over and over again. Like, we already did, I think, overall, we already did, like, stop it a lot with that, with the stay-at-home order a couple, like, almost a month ago at this point. But, I mean, I don't know. Texas is obviously going to reopen, like, super fast, like they did since we're a Republican state. But, I don't know. I mean, it's not like we're going to go anywhere. Like, we can't just move out of Texas now just because they want to open. But it's not, like, they're probably not taking our safety all the way, and they just want the money, you know?
Yeah, I understand
the economy, people. But I don't know.
Yeah, I understand where they're coming from, you know, the economy, because, you know, closed down, you know, business being closed, it's not going to do us any good right now. But then again, opening up businesses isn't going to do any good for us right now, because it's only going to risk us having a second wave of COVID.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. There's like a lot of... I don't know. There's a lot of kids that just don't think that it's going to affect them at all. And there's still, like, random deaths of people that are, like, 18 and 15 and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not super common, because, like, the overall average is, like, 85 or something to die from COVID. But, like, you just never know how your body's going to react to it until you actually get it. Because sometimes people get it and it's, like, really nothing. It's a cough. Sometimes people get it and they, like, say it's the worst thing they've ever got, so.
Yeah, I mean, I know for a fact that if I were to get it, I think it'd be pretty rough. I have asthma and I eat pretty shitty, so.
Yeah, asthma and, like already, you know, pre-existing conditions like that are kind of tough, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm taking it. Kind of seriously. I mean, I really just do not step outside. And even before the virus, I was really just stayed in a bunch anyways. So nothing totally new, but I do miss hanging out and just going out, really. Going out to, like, restaurants, I miss that.
I miss going to the movies, man. I'm a movie buff, and I love watching. I like the experience of going to the movie theater. Because, you know, yeah, you can watch Netflix and you can, like, or Hulu, you can just open the app and watch. But, I don't know, man. There's something about going to the movie theater that you know, doesn't compare to Netflix.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I feel like we could safely go into a movie theater. Because, like, what if they just, like, have assigned seating or something and, like, space us out, like, 20 feet from each other?
I don't know. They'd have to clean those fucking chairs pretty thoroughly.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be every show.
You know, I worked in a movie theater for, like, a year. And I'm telling you, those places can get very filthy. They don't give us...
Imagine after they reopen. Like, after the theater opens, it's going to be crazy. They're going to have to... That's gonna be bad.
Yeah, cleaning, like, whenever things were normal, was pretty rough. But imagine now, imagine if they opened, all those poor ushers would have to clean, then, like, deep clean those theaters.
I'm not sure how Lowe's is handling it now, but I know since I left, that one guy freaking died, dude. That was bad news, man.
Oh, yeah.
That one guy passed away that I knew, and then the other, I think only one more person got sick. like tested positive, and I don't know how he's doing, but I don't think anybody else at the Brody store has gone positive. But it seemed like it was spreading there fast for a second, so that's why I just stopped going.
Yeah.
I was pretty worried.
That's so weird, man. I think you should like close the store. At least for a little bit.
I don't think they're gonna close the store for a
day or anything, man.
Yeah, that was pretty weird that your coworker died and they didn't even close the store. That was pretty weird.
Didn't even think about it, dude. I'm like, come on, man. Like come on. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, he was being kind of ignorant. Like, I don't know. It's like he apparently didn't think that he was going to do any wrong by going to work every day and stuff. And he took a trip to New York while coronavirus was happening. It's just not the smart thing to do.
Dude, yeah, if you're going to New York, if you flew to New York, you're just asking for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like traveling to New York right now is suicide, but I don't know. I mean, planes in general right now are screwed.
The airlines are probably getting hit rough right now.
Yeah, they're going to tank for like a while. Their stocks are all down, but once they open up, I don't know, man. I feel like people are just going to fly either way. Like people are just going to get tired of it, not being able to do what they need to.
I feel like at some point they're just going to have to reopen because people are going to go insane, and I don't think there's enough law enforcement to control a bunch of people. Let's say in Austin, we're a pretty populated city. I don't think there's not enough law enforcement to handle all of us, because at some point people are going to break because they're not going to want to be at home.
I mean, I feel like we're already like sort of close to that point, but they're already kind of, you know, reopening in Texas. So like some people are feeling okay already, you know?
Yeah. Here, living here right now, it feels like they're trying to act strict, but they're really not.
Yeah, especially in Austin. Like, they say they're going to crack down, but like everything is still open, dude. I drive by like Chili's. Doesn't look like 25% capacity to me, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember visiting my hometown a couple weeks ago, and it was strict as hell there. Like, I mean, you had to wear masks while driving. There was only two people allowed per car.
That's crazy. Would they really like pull you over?
Yeah. People were like getting pulled over.
Interesting. Yeah. See, because that's so hard to enforce here in Austin, because like there's just so many more people.
Yeah, it's a smaller town over there. But also, like, there's a bunch of like old retired people there. So, I mean, I understand why they're stricter over there.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to risk it. If got hit with it, it'd be bad, because there's, you know, a lot of those old school families that live there.
Yeah, when I went, there was about 1,000 cases in Austin, and then there was like 200 cases down there. So.
I feel like 200 relative to that population is kind of a lot down there. Because, like, in Austin, we still only have, like, 3,000 compared to, like, the... How many people is in Austin? Like, 1 million or something? Or?
Yeah, I need
1.3 million.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Look at that, Ernest knows.
Look at young Jamie in the background just getting all the facts and information for us.
There we go.
I don't know. Strict here, because I went downtown with a friend a few days ago. We saw a police stop us. We didn't have a mask on. Yeah. They just let us walk away. Like we weren't doing anything.
I mean, I feel like Austin is just like people are just going to be assholes to the cops, man. Like, it's not a law. Like, you really can't enforce it, you know? Like, you can't enforce social distance. And that's why, like, cops really just aren't even messing with people right now. They don't even want to come in contact.
I think it's a lack of ignorance. Ignorance is playing a big role, because people aren't taking it seriously. But then again, the media's not doing a good job. They're just showing the numbers, and it's only going to make people freak out even more.
Yeah, I mean, like, whenever they had that, like, the first real hard month or two was... They were just posting, like, the death counts and stuff from Italy.
I know.
Like, like 5,000.
And that's not going to help nobody. That's only going to stress people out even more.
Yeah. I saw an article. I mean... To be fair, I only read the headline.
Okay.
UT researchers said that like the deaths in Austin are like about a peak in like the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I am, like, pretty scared, but at the same time, our hospitals aren't, like, super full. Like, if something was to happen to any of us, like, I feel like we would be able to get what we need soon. Like, these hospitals in Austin aren't stacked with people, and it's not, like, Italy or anything crazy. But it's still definitely, like, it's going to spread a lot, and people are just throwing parties in Austin and stuff. It's bad.
I don't know, man. I feel like at some point, all of us are going to get it. Or probably we've already have it, but we've been asymptomatic. Excuse me. You know, we just don't show any symptoms.
Yeah. And it's just hard to tell. Like, there's no widespread testing, like drive-through testing, like how they do in California. And now, I mean, I probably wouldn't even get tested unless I thought I actually had it, but...
Yeah, I don't think I've had it or come in contact with anybody. I mean, like I said, I have asthma. I think it'd be pretty rough.
If you had it, so. You'd probably already, like, start getting symptoms somehow, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah... I am, like, paranoid about it, because sometimes I'll sit there, like, I'll do something, like, I'll go through a drive-thru, and I'm like, man, I just, you know, like, it just sucks having to do this. Like, 4 months ago, we were fine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all just, like, flipped upside down, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like mental health is kind of going a little crazy right now, just because, you know, I mean, people aren't going to pick up their medication, people don't want to go... get what they need. Nobody's going to the hospital unless they actually have COVID or if, like, they need immediate attention for something. But people aren't going to the hospital for little things anymore, you know?
No, yeah. Like you brought it up, mental illness is... I bet it's rough, man. It's a lot of people and this anxiety and being at home alone probably doesn't help people at all. Probably actually makes it worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having a paranoid mother doesn't help.
I mean, to be fair, if your mom wasn't that paranoid, you would have gone to work and, who knows, maybe gotten sick. So, thank your mother.
You're right, man.
I don't know, man. It's hard, man. I don't think no one really has the right answer to how to solve this. I mean, I don't, sure as hell. I'm just a nobody.
Oh, yeah, none of us do. But... we can talk about it, and that makes me happy.
Yeah,
right.
It's good to talk to people. It's good to have people around your life that you can talk to, because you know we're social creatures.
It's pretty garbage. Yeah, we're social. We're not supposed to be isolated. That's what drives people to go crazy and stuff.
We need to communicate with one another. You know, we gotta check up on our friends, our family. You know, even if it's simple, how's it going? Really goes a long way.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'm convinced that none of us have it, so, like, I'm almost to the point where I'm ready to hang out with my friends somewhat normally, because even my mom is getting out and socially distancing with some of her friends, but...
She stands 6 feet away from them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had lawn chairs set up in Garrison Park, and they were 8 feet away, I think.
Yo, we need to do that.
That's improvising and adapting, bro. I think Bear Grylls would be proud of us, improvise and adapt.
I feel like overall the world just like didn't know what to do with this.
I feel like we could have been a lot worse. I feel like this is only just like a little test and see how we are.
I mean, comparing to like what I thought it would be in my head 2 months ago, I thought that like I would have already known like 30 people that are dead or something crazy, you know?
I'm not like, downplaying
people are
scared it.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm not downplaying the situation. I'm just saying it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, I don't know anybody personally who has it, so...
My aunt tested positive, and...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Seriously? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, she did. She went and cleaned some lady's house, and they were traveling, and didn't let her know that they went abroad, and...
Damn.
She claimed it, but they're fine. Bro. She didn't show any symptoms. She just tested positive. Which
is
good.
Is she negative now?
Oh, yeah. She quarantined herself and my uncle and my cousin, so they're all good now.
Did they all test positive or no?
Oh, yes, most definitely, sir. They all tested positive. But see, like I said, they didn't test with symptoms, so they just tested positive.
They don't have any health conditions or anything?
Mm-mm. No, they're like in their late 50s, but they're pretty healthy for their age.
That's nice. That's
good. See, that's the weird stuff about this thing, man. It's like some of us can show symptoms and others can't. And it's like, how do you deal with something like this? It's like... I don't know.
Plus, they're not even talking about a vaccine for like a year, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, I saw people, like, I saw like shows like being postponed to like fall of next year and shit.
Like, I know, man. It sucked, dude. I wanted to go watch Joey Diaz here in Austin, but unfortunately this happened, and I couldn't go see my boy Uncle Joey.
The stage. Dude, like everything is pretty much like I'm already looking at it like summer is kind of canceled, you know. That sucks, man. I worked my ass off to get to this summer, and now I can't have it.
I don't know. I feel like more states are going to open. I think they're going to go based off the states that already open, and they're going to see how they go. And I think that's how they're going to decide whether they want to open.
It just feels so trash being a fucking guinea pig state. Like, why do we have to do this?
I mean, it could be a lot worse, man. We could have been living in like California or like LA County, for example. They literally can't do anything.
Yeah.
And their mayor said they were going to be there for like 3 months in quarantine. It's kind of crazy. Yeah,
dude, everybody from California just seems like they hate that mayor and even the governor. I don't think they want stuff to be open because they're Californians. Sorry, not sorry, but
I don't know, man. It's just crazy.
Like that's the same reason why it's bad here is because there's not bad, but like why it's already here so much is because of the Californians.
Okay, so when does summer officially start?
I think like June 13th, but let me double check real quick.
All right, because like if like nothing's like good by then, which I mean I don't think it is.
June is only in like 9 days.
So, okay, yeah. So it says so summer starts a month from yesterday, so it's June 20th is when summer officially starts.
So okay. One month exactly from now.
Maybe something will be open, but if not, I think
they're going to reopen, man. That's my theory. I think they're going to start opening because people are just going to go crazy, man. And
well, it depends how bad it gets. I think it's getting worse.
I just want to see how bad the second wave is, and then I guess I'll see where I go from there. But
yeah, but what I was gonna say is like we could all just go to a park.
I feel like people who have preconditions should be the ones who are a lot. Like I feel like we should all be precautious. Obviously, you know, we should all like be considerate to others. But if you have like underlying conditions, I feel like you should be extra precautious, and people with that should be quarantined longer than other folks that don't have any preconditioning.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're technically like a senior citizen, like 65 and up, you should probably not go out either way.
Or like people with asthma, I'd probably take it pretty chill.
Yeah, because basically, like the way that people are saying that they want it to be is everybody who's really at risk stay home, and all the young, healthy people can go out and do what they want, which I kind of don't like because
even saying that
we're guinea pigs ourselves. It's not like a guinea pig state. That's like ourselves at risk, you know.
But yeah, even saying that sounds kind of messed up because you're excluding people, and it does sound kind of selfish. I can see where it comes from, but I mean at some point they're just gonna have to reopen because I don't know how much longer these people can take it.
People should still live their life 100%, but be precautious. I'm saying for me personally, I still feel like pretty chill at home. You know, I'm not going insane yet, but I mean,
we're getting there.
June. June's pretty close.
Slowly but surely, we're getting there.
Yeah, starting to dance like Mr. Arthur Fleck.
No. we all know how he ended up, so.
No, but
you get what you fucking deserve.
We should totally hang out. But
I think we can totally safely social distance.
Yeah. Cause I want to see you guys. I haven't seen you guys in a really long time.
I feel like as long as we're not dipshits, we'll be fine.
Oh yeah. I mean I'm just like I'm not even gonna interact with anybody else.
Yeah, I'm not gonna make out with y'all. You know, I'm gonna,
precautious. You do Jonathan, but like I've been going out for a while. Y'all know that. And like obviously, like I care about like my health and stuff, but like I'm taking precautions. But I'm still gonna like enjoy my life, still go out with friends, go out to eat, you know, stuff like that. I'm not gonna just stay at home.
Yeah, I agree with you, except for the eating out. I still don't feel comfortable going to a restaurant and eating. Because, because you know, people make the atmosphere of the restaurant. People go out to eat because, you know, they want to get the vibes, the atmosphere is what makes it. And I feel like going to a restaurant with a mask and it's sitting like and being seated like 6 feet apart just ruins it.
It's not gonna be the same, dude.
Yeah, so I feel like I don't feel like really see a reason to go out and eat at a restaurant where you can go for takeout and it's still the same thing.
I mean, I've felt a lot healthier ever since I've stopped eating out. Like it's been besides this last week where I did get Whataburger twice, I hadn't had food from anywhere other than my house in almost 2 months, and I've just. Me personally, I've been feeling a lot healthier, but little things like that, like fast food is kind of how I don't know. I'm trying to space in a little bit so I can keep a regular life. I don't know.
I get you.
Speaking of food, like y'all know that I've been home alone for like nearly a week now. And pretty good, honestly. I think I'd be a lot skinnier if I lived on my own.
This man's eating Tostito pizza rolls and toaster strudels on a daily.
I was going to say, like, dude, I've been refining my cooking skills.
Now, this man can finally make some ramen, dude.
I don't know about that. I haven't tried that. But, yeah, coming from, like, my mom, who was a fucking amazing cook and taught me while I was a kid. I haven't cooked in forever because I'm lazy, but yeah, being home alone is great, man. I don't know if I want to move out yet.
You think you feel like safer just because you said that your family kind of goes out, like do you feel safer from COVID being home alone because the only person is your brother, really?
I mean, not really, because my brother really goes out the most. My like mom and my sisters only went out for groceries,
for like essential stuff.
Yeah, but I'm kind of worried for them because they're you know, traveling back and forth. But other than that, you know, I feel all right. I feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, all you gotta do is be safe and just think positive. Because, I mean, thinking negatively is not gonna help anybody.
Yeah. She left me with hand wipes, some hand sanitizer, and a mask. So, I'm good.
Shit, homie. The Holy Trinity right there. That's all you need, dog.
That's the three.
I haven't worn a mask yet in this entire time of quarantine.
I mean, you haven't really gone out, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, you haven't gone to the store yourself?
Yeah, well, even in Harlingen, like, me and my brother would, like, go around town. And like you're supposed to be driving with masks, but I was not wearing a mask.
Did you drive at all whenever you're down there?
Yeah, he let me drive his car. So,
wait, which car does your brother have now?
He's got a BMW.
Oh, that white one.
Nice. Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, so he let me drive that around. Which I think I want one now because it was smooth as hell.
Yeah, that's like something easy for you to drive instead of that truck to learn on. Like just a regular car like that is just something good to good to learn.
Yeah,
yeah, but they're pretty expensive. Not gonna lie, they're up there in the price.
It's gotta take some money to be a Beamer boy.
Yeah, it was pretty nice, and we drove like past cops and everything, but they didn't stop me, so.
Man, I think if you're a car, I don't think you should be wearing a mask while you're in your vehicle. Like, I don't think there's a point to it.
I think it's more of like you should have a mask no matter what, you know?
I mean, I keep mine in my car. Like, I keep my mask in my car because if I'm...
No, yeah. Like, I get you. Like, keep one on you, but I don't think wearing one while you're driving is really beneficial to anybody.
Yeah, I heard that it goes through, like, that's why I'm scared to go to, like, an actual sit-down restaurant and stuff, is because Jesus was telling me the other day that there was a study done somewhere, I think out of a college somewhere, I'm not sure, but, they did, like, before and after of, like, how many people got sick from one person being sick in a restaurant, and, like, there was people, getting sick just because they were near the air conditioning vents. The people that were sitting near AC vents got sick. Some people didn't, like people that were sitting nowhere near them. But that proves that it can travel through like that type of AC system. But I mean, dude, driving my car, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, if I'm gonna get it driving around my car, then that's just fucked, period.
It was your time to like, go, homie. If you get it there,
Now and then I go to like a corner store and I get gas and stuff, like regular stuff. But
yeah,
all that, I don't know, man. Not right now.
Yeah, I feel like getting gas is probably like one of those
iffy things because everybody touches it.
And I doubt anybody cleans the handles or anything.
Probably not.
I just freaking I glove up, mask up, and just put my bathe my freaking hands in sanitizer and my debit card after I swipe it.
Do you pay up front? You swipe it. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I stopped carrying cash too because they said that it could that it can transfer on money.
Cash is probably one of the filthiest things ever.
Yeah, like if I still worked at Lowe's right now and somebody tried to get me to break $100 bill, I'd be like, "Fuck off!" Like, no, dude, you're not getting my money.
Man, somebody could be bumping keys with that $100 bill, dude. You don't ever know.
Oh. So, I just want to say thank God for UFC 249 because I would have been really bored the other week.
Oh yes, sir. Pray the Most High on Uncle Dana. Uncle Dana coming in clutch.
Dana White,
bro, that was like such a relief to have something back,
something normal back in our lives. It was so weird. It was so weird. No crowd, but like it was so fun to watch. And no other sports are on except WWE was on for a little bit, right?
But that was weird, man. WWE WWE is something that needs a crowd.
Yeah, that's true. They have like their own like arena that they do it out of.
Yeah.
So that's not like UFC's arenas. Yeah, that's true.
UFC only went there because they knew that they were doing WWE like a week or two before. So
it's just crazy to think that how big of an impact sports has in our day-to-day life. It's just crazy.
Yeah, like imagine, like, I heard the betting numbers were, like, insane just because there was nothing else to bet on. Like, there was no other sport on earth going on, so people were just betting on fights, even if they didn't know, like, anything about it. But yeah, I don't know. That was probably one of my favorite cards I've watched in person, honestly. It was a really good one.
Yeah,
stacked card.
It delivered. UFC 249 delivered.
I thought that like the fighters might be kind of not like, you know, not scared to fight, but I thought that they would start off slow. But man, they were almost everybody was ripping from the start. People were getting hit too. It's like,
it was crazy being able to hear them breathe in their corner, man, talking to each other, and it's
like every sound. Like, the only hits that you can hear whenever it's a live event are, like, you know, you know those are hard hits whenever you can hear them
in the crowd. Whenever they throw big, powerful overhand or whenever they go for takedowns, you hear the slam. You could hear everything in this fight. It was crazy. Yeah.
I wish people talked more shit to each other. It would have been a little more fun, but most people on this card seem to have respect for each other, so.
Yeah, there was. I mean, the judges on some of their like a couple of the fights were kind of iffy. Had me a little bamboozled. I'm not gonna lie. I personally think Cowboy Cerrone won that fight versus Anthony Pettis, but I mean, I can see how
it is what it is.
Hey, okay, you're just a hater, dog. But I think Cowboy won. No.
And how did that Chinese guy Song Yadong? How did he win, bro? I was watching him get hurt, and I wanted him to win. I was watching him get hurt. I was like, this guy just lost his fight. And they raised his hand. I was like, what?
That was on the fight night, right?
That was on two.
That was fight night. That was in 249.
Yeah. It was like 3 days after or something.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, that Tony Ferguson versus Justin Gaethje.
He really pulled one, man. I really don't think that most of the world thought that Justin Gaethje would outperform Ferguson like that.
I mean, when like Tony was in 11? What was it? Was it 11?
He was on a 12 fight streak.
And then he had 12.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta give the man props where he deserves it. That is, and he wasn't going against some nobodies. He fought some high class fighters.
Yeah, his last, I think his last loss was to Michael Johnson, but that was a while ago in the UFC.
But you gotta give props to
It was before he was in UFC.
But you gotta give props to Justin Gaethje. That dude fought an amazing fight.
I told you, Hugo, please explain to me what you were thinking when you made your prediction.
Okay, man, this is my theory. All right, Tony was training to fight Khabib, a grappler. He trained his whole camp for him, and then out of nowhere, they hit him with Justin Gaethje, which is literally the opposite of a grappler. That dude can fucking knock the fuck out of anybody in that 155. And, you know, my idea was, I thought Tony was, you know, going to clinch up, maybe try to go for a submission, because Tony has a great stand-up, but him training for Khabib, I thought he was going to, you know, it's going to involve some of that grappling, some of that submission work that Eddie Bravo, praise the old high Eddie Bravo.
And, yes, sir.
And I don't know. I just thought Tony might go for the submission. And unfortunately, that's not how it played out.
Your prediction was a fourth round submission?
Yeah, my prediction was a fourth round submission. Probably go for a little roll, good for a knee bar, but that sadly didn't happen.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, did that not happen. I mean, when I read you tweeted that, I was like, what? This boy actually thinks he's going to win by a fourth round submission?
But I understand where we're coming from. He trained for Khabib, a grappler. He literally got the opposite of that. He got a striker.
Not to mention that he's trained for Khabib like five different times.
Yeah, but didn't they have like, okay, Gaethje for sure had like 5 weeks of a camp, right?
Yeah, he had, I think, a 5 week notice after, because the fight was supposed to happen on that April card.
Yeah, so wasn't it like 2 weeks, and then it got postponed, and then it was three weeks.
He was fighting on 2 weeks' notice. And then they added because it kept getting delayed.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, you could do some work around there.
Well, Gaethje, I mean, 5 weeks is like what people usually ask for, like 5 or 6 weeks' notice. Like,
yeah,
2 weeks notice is considered short. 1 week, anything like days notice, that's super short, obviously. But
yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't really. I kind of get the whole like few weeks of notice argument, but
yeah,
I think Gaethje just did better. I mean,
I think Tony screwed the pooch going for a double weight cut.
Yes, I was about to bring that up. I think he kind of screwed himself. There's no need for nobody to go through a weight cut twice.
I mean, he said himself that it didn't affect him. So
I think a little bit, dog. You can't tell me with a straight face.
Yeah, that was really bad. I shouldn't have done it.
He's a cuckoo, homie. He ain't gonna do that.
Not anymore. After that performance.
What do you mean, bro? My boy Tony has heart, dude. He took bombs.
Stoppage was pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
Honestly, I didn't think he was going to get stopped like that, but he was acting weird after that one hit. He was like shaking his head. I was like, this guy cannot see or something. Like, he's dying.
I don't blame. I think, wasn't it Herb Dean that was refereeing that fight?
Oh yeah.
I don't blame him. Herb knows what he's doing, and you gotta protect the fighters. So, I think the stoppage was right.
Yeah, the stoppage was good. Okay, my prediction for the fight was they're gonna be early third round TKO. Now,
not a bad prediction.
I think that sounds right, right? Like for Justin Gaethje.
Justin Gaethje, yes, it sounds right. An early knockout seems like a smart thing to do.
My prediction was a second round TKO, and I feel like he was kind of close to it. But at the end of that, it was the end of the second, right? Is where he almost lost the fight.
He got clipped.
Yeah. That was the only moment where I was like scared in that fight. At least for Gaethje, like that was the only time that I thought that Tony looked better than Gaethje.
I think if Tony had a couple more seconds in that round, who knows what would happen?
Yeah, because it was a knockdown, right? Like
he went down. No, yeah, he got knocked out. No,
he did he go down? I don't remember.
He stood on one knee, and then the bell rang.
But didn't his corner tell him to stop dropping bombs on him because he was hitting with
power shots. Because the man likes to throw some bombs. He likes to.
I thought that he was gonna gas. Like my biggest worry was that
he was gonna gas. I thought it was so crazy to me.
I thought it was gonna play out like how he did with
five rounds.
It was like five and a half.
Yeah. I thought it was gonna play out like Dustin Poirier fight where he just threw bombs and you know he got gassed out. But no,
I mean, he listened to his coach, and his coach was a pretty smart dude.
He was still throwing bombs, man. I'm just like it's crazy. Like he in the corner, he told him to take like 10% off of your punches or something, and he listened to him. But I'm baffled that he never got tired.
I'm still gonna give the man props and credit. He fought an amazing fight, and you know he deserves the interim belt. He won it fair and square.
Dude, if me and Logan had bet on that fight, oh my god.
Pretty much everybody thought that Tony was going to win except for Gaethje fans. Yeah. And I'm not a Gaethje fan, but I just didn't want Tony to win.
So. I'm a Gaethje fan.
Oh, yeah, I think I'm a Gaethje fan now.
Oh, he's jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I told you, man, he was good.
Okay, but if we're going to talk about a controversial stoppage, we got to talk about that Dominic Cruz fight versus Henry Cejudo.
I don't want to talk about that.
A guy who smells like alcohol and cigarettes.
Half of the people in this podcast are Dominic fans. The only reason I don't like Dominic, or the reason I do like Dominic, is because he drives a GTR.
Oh my god!
You know what you are, Ernest? You are a casual. You are a casual MMA fan. That's literally what you are.
Casual.
Yes, sir. You are a casual.
Never mind. I'm not gonna go there.
Dude, oh man, that fight sucked, man.
Dude,
I was so excited. I was so nervous going into that fight, but Cruz looked so fresh, man. But then he got. I don't think it was ring rust. I feel like Cejudo was gonna win either way. Like deep down, I thought that he was gonna win somehow, but I didn't think it was gonna be some cheese like that. Like I thought it was gonna be maybe takedown and ground and pound because of his wrestling career, but more than likely just a stoppage. I don't know.
Yeah. But, full disclosure: Dominic Cruz is my favorite fighter of all time.
Okay.
So
he's all right. I'm about to piss off.
You don't think he's actually gonna is he gonna fight again, or is there really any point? I mean, he's not gonna get another title fight. He's gonna have to fight like three or four people to get.
I don't think so. I think he does a really good job being a commentator. I think he has a really.
I'd like to see him fight Jose Aldo. That'd be pretty fun.
That'd be crazy. Because Aldo didn't deserve the title fight, but Cejudo wanted to give it to him.
Yeah.
But how do y'all feel about Cejudo retiring?
To watch Cruz versus him versus Aldo. I mean, the Cruz fight was going to be something crazy, but then it got stopped like that. I don't know.
Quick question. Who's your guys' favorite commentator in the UFC?
Joe
Rogan's... I mean, like me personally, I honestly really like the way DC commentates because he's pretty funny while he does it too.
Yeah, I like
but,
DC too.
But overall, probably Joe Rogan just because he's that guy and he's been that guy for so long.
I like Paul Felder. I like when he commentates.
The Irish Dragon, eh?
Joe's great, man. He's just...
John Anik, though. John Anik is what keeps everything together.
But I also like Mike Goldberg whenever he used to commentate.
Here we go.
There's nothing more iconic than that. Just gives you hype. But
yeah, it does.
I guess I'll join the bandwagon. Yeah, Michael Bisping pretty good.
What about that Anthony Smith non-stoppage, we'll call it?
Oh Jesus.
I don't think it was the ref's fault. I think the ref gave the man plenty of opportunities to defend himself. So
yeah, it was the ref we like, right?
Yeah,
the little guy.
What's his name? Jason Herzog, I think.
Yeah, I think if it was anybody's fault, I think it was a cornerman. I think the cornerman should have thrown in the towel, because I mean, once their fighter says, "Hey, man, I feel my teeth falling," he
handed his tooth to the ref mid fight. I was like, man, that's. I mean, I don't know. He came out after it and started going after people that were talking crap about his corner, defending his corner. So, I don't know. I mean, they call him Lionheart for a reason, but he did not have to go out there and take that much damage. That's going to take years off of his, like, career.
That's true. The man handed the ref his own teeth, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, he's like, hey, here, hold this real quick, bro.
Man, I thought it was about to be like Rocky IV and that boy Apollo Creed style, because I was like, this man's about to dive, don't throw in the flag. I'm at the flag, the towel.
Man, but Glover came out there and did his thing. I'm surprised that first round that Anthony Smith had, like, I thought that Smith was going to win the fight just from that first round.
No, I think Glover was feeling him out, seeing how it is, and I think he realized he was starting to gas himself out, and he just saw the opportunity and went for it, man.
Yeah.
He used his outstanding boxing, and he just pieced him up.
And that other fight, like the Harris versus Overeem, man, that was a great fight.
I don't
want to
talk about that either.
That was a great fight.
That was a bittersweet moment. Like, I wanted Overeem to win. Like, I like the man. He's one, you know, he's a good fighter. He's been in the sport for, like, what, 20 years?
Yeah.
But then at the same time, Harris losing kind of sucked. You kind of feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Overeem, but I would have liked to see Harris win.
Yeah, I mean, like, Harris just doesn't, I mean, like, bro, look at the guy's record. They introduce him as 45 wins. Like, that Alistair Overeem is crazy experienced.
He got rock in the first round.
Yeah, you're damn right, he did.
He almost lost. Dropped.
Yeah, he has heart for that. And the chin. I'm really surprised how good his chin is, because he got messed up by Rosenstrike whenever his lip got busted open.
I think he just got too overcommitted. Or like, yeah, he like overcommitted while he was trying to TKO him.
Yeah, he kind of went off on him just because he needed to finish. Like, he probably knew that was the only moment where he was gonna win right there. But
yeah, and he's a big dude. Like, he has to cut weight to make heavyweight limit. Like, he's a big dude. He probably gassed himself out. And you know, Overeem just played it smart. He took it. The man has heart. And I once I saw that kick connect, I said, oh, it's all over. Yeah. This man just got dropped. And, you know?
Yeah, I think Overeem might set himself up for a title shot. If he beats Rosenstrike in a rematch, that they...
I feel like if he beats anybody else...
In a rematch, I think he might get a shot again.
Well, that's to be like Ngannou or something.
Yeah, I mean, they did already fight once.
Yeah.
We know how that went.
I mean, they're talking about, like, John Jones versus Ngannou.
No, that would be a crazy fight.
That's a money ploy.
Yeah. Actually, as a setup, too, but that'd be a pretty cool fight.
I think my prediction for that fight, I think John Jones would beat Ngannou. Just because I feel like John Jones is overall the better MMA fighter.
Yeah,
I like Ngannou. I think he's a cool dude.
No, yeah, he's a cool dude, and he has power. But I don't think he's overall the better martial artist.
I mean, he only really got into the sport super recently, like only a couple years ago, compared to like the experience that other people have. And he himself said that eventually he wants to be a boxer. So this is, you know, stand up's obviously his thing.
I think he'd be a really good boxer.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe bring him back against Mike Tyson for his last fight.
I don't know about all of that, but
I mean, what do you think about Tyson coming back for an exhibition match for 20 mil?
Jeez, I love it. I love Mike Tyson so much, man.
I'd love
He's
to
the
see
fucking
him
best.
Go back and
Mike Tyson is a man. I was reading his biography and. Man had a rough life.
Yeah, he has a documentary on Netflix you should watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I forgot what it's called. Probably just like Mike Tyson something, but it's really good.
Mike Tyson. Tyson by Tyson. That would be...
Oh.
I don't know, man. I think deep down inside of me, I think it'd be cool to see Mike Tyson fight again, but... A little bit of me is like, he probably shouldn't because he's getting there in age. And...
Well, isn't it against like Evander Holyfield?
Oh, I'm not sure. I haven't
heard
checked.
It might be against Shannon Briggs. Champ, let's go, champ.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I heard it might be against him because he signed a deal with Bare Knuckle FC.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, if he was to fight, it would be somebody around his age, so.
Yeah, there's no way
like he's going to fight somebody like fucking 30 years on.
There's no way they're going to make this man fight Tyson Fury.
Yeah, Tyson versus Tyson. Might not be bad. What else do we need to get into?
What about Joe going to Spotify?
Yeah, Joe going to Spotify. That is such a huge deal.
That's a power play by Joe.
Yeah, at first I didn't see how much money he was making signing that deal, but that's a lot of fucking money.
I don't blame him. YouTube is kind of trash when it comes to censoring people.
Yeah, they really cut you back on your First Amendments.
I mean, it's just really the copyright shit that's fucking with everybody. But I think it's a great deal that he's moving. I really want him.
I just don't see why people are so mad. Yeah. Spotify is free. I feel like people don't notice that.
Yeah,
Spotify is already free.
And
so
the podcast is free.
You can listen to his podcast. People are acting like the end of the world.
People don't like change, especially when they've just been doing whatever the fuck for however long Joe's been doing his podcast.
It's just crazy to see him go from the Fear Factor guy to having one of the most popular podcasts in the whole wide world.
When he started, 2010, I think, or something.
I don't even fucking know, man.
He has some old clips.
All I know is he started in his apartment, and now he has a baller fucking warehouse.
He has his own gym in there. It's crazy.
Yeah, he has a whole space laid out. How can you not say that he doesn't have the best podcast? He literally has some of the craziest guests on, high profile people. You got Elon Musk on twice, dog.
He single-handedly made that man's stock drop.
Well, I mean, it's Elon's fault for hitting the blunt.
Elon wanted to hit the blunt? You got to let him. Screw it, man. But, I mean, I feel like that second podcast was a lot more boring, and I don't know why.
Like, I kind of liked it.
Boring.
Joe's kind of a dick for laughing in his face about his kid's name, but,
XCA12.
I mean, man, who can't laugh at that name, bro? That's just a crazy name, dude.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, but the kid's going to get bullied. Am I a prick for saying that? Maybe. But
yes.
Come on, if you name a kid that, you're just asking for that kid to get wedgies.
He's getting his head pushed down a toilet.
He's probably going to get homeschooled anyway, so.
Elon's just going to teach him how to play with stocks.
I thought you said Elon's going to bully him.
Name's trash.
He might just, man. He might just make him tough.
I mean, that's what you do when you get a girl like Grimes pregnant, so.
Grimes. Don't even talk about Grimes. Out of nowhere, too, or were they dating for a while?
I mean, they've been dating for maybe a year or two.
Really? I just never knew. I only kept up with his business stuff, not really his life.
I mean, that's just what I see. I mean, I don't know if you've heard any of her music, but it's weird.
Oh,
honestly, I have no clue who she is.
I didn't even know she made music,
I've
dog.
On the internet, somehow, but I don't know what she does.
Yeah, she's a mixed music.
I mean, Elon can do whatever he wants, man. Being 40 years old and having billions is... It's whatever. If he wants Grimes, he gets Grimes.
I like him because he's humble. That's what I like about the guy.
He should get a podcast. I don't see where he'd get the time for it, but that would be interesting.
No, yeah, I don't think he has time for that.
Man's gonna make a plan to take us to Mars, man. He ain't got time for no silly podcast.
I feel like we should really we're gonna have to rely on that man. He seems like the only one smart enough to get us there, with enough money to get us there too. But yeah, overall, Joe Rogan's a sellout.
Just kidding. Okay, I think I'll wrap it up before Joe Rogan sends us an email and sues us for.
I'm gonna wrap this one up, Hugo.
Go ahead, man. I don't.
Host with the most here, Hugo Hernandez, doesn't know what to do after this point. We're gonna wrap this one up.
Wrap it up.
It's been great talking to you, fellas.
Cut. No, yeah, it's been great. Yeah. I love it. We should do this so much more often.
Yeah, we should.
Hopefully, I'll invest in a better
Please.
I'm so sorry for Ernest's ear rape. I do apologize. I'll send a put a disclaimer before every episode.
Headphone user, beware.
We've got our own robot.
Yeah, we have our own young Jamie over here.
Oh, our T-800 is messing up, bro. I might have to change the CPU processor on him, but. Okay. Alrighty. Well, thanks for listening.
Yeah,
Ernest would be Inspector Gadget.
Christ.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Right. If you stuck along, it's been 55 minutes. If you stuck around, thank you.
Surprise, man! We actually got to an hour. It's been great talking to you guys.
That's dope. I like it.
All right.
Everybody at home, I hope you'll have a great time listening to this. You'll have a great night.
And yes, please stay safe.
Please keep listening.
And if you guys like us dumbass talk on the mic for an hour, then I guess, you know, just we'll keep on doing them.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And hopefully with time we'll get natural at this, but, you know.
We're just starting out. We'll get there.
We'll take over Joe Rogan's podcast one day.
Okay. Yeah, you go. I think it's time to end.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
I stopped recording my screen.